Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are chatting with Jordan Roybern, founder and editor of the Daily Gold. Now, just to note, we are recording this about half an hour before the Fed statement is coming out, so undoubtedly, we are going to see some volatility around that statement. I think no matter what that statement is, but it's kind of interesting to see this morning, we're already seeing a bit of volatility. We'll start with the gold market, because I know that's what you cover very closely there, Jordan, and today on the futures exchange, gold opened up down about $22, sitting about $1,830. On the spot market, gold took a little bit longer to drop, but then all of a sudden, about mid-morning, dropping is down about $17, again, right around $1,830. Jordan, this is all coming after last week. Everyone got all encouraged on the Wednesday pop in gold, but unfortunately, gold has kind of faded and is, again, nearing 1800. Boy, oh boy, we've talked about that price for such a long time now. What's your takeaway from the action we're seeing in gold and, again, gold's inability to really break out to the upside?
Well, the first takeaway is I feel like in the middle of the week, I feel like I'm almost guessing at times. You really need to wait until Friday to see how the week ended. Because, you know, gold, where it is right now, I mean, it has resistance at, 1850 to 1855, the trend line. I think it touched that yesterday in the aftermarket. And so, I mean, that's a key resistance level. And then, you know, we have 200-day moving average support at about 1805. And what's interesting about the 200-day is on a closing basis, gold has actually held above the 200-day, it's held above it basically since mid-December or late December. I mean, it did go below it for like a day or two, but other than that, I mean, gold's been holding above the 200-day, so that's been encouraging. So, I mean, that's, you know, that's the range that we're in. It's getting tighter. And, you know, you have the whole Russia-Ukraine thing, which is tough to analyze. I mean, because we know that geopolitical stuff can be fleeting, you know, the market pops for one or two days, everybody gets excited, and then the trap door opens. So yeah, very short term, I'm not a little, but I'm really uncertain as to where it's going to go to see if gold can break above that trend line resistance at 1850, 1855. If it can, I think it's probably going to test 1900, but it wouldn't surprise me if it doesn't break that resistance and then trends back down to test the 200-day again.
Yeah, Jordan, it definitely seems like we've been stuck in the muck with gold. It hasn't really been breaking out to an impulsive move higher, and it hasn't really been breaking down. So, you know, how are you playing things in your portfolio right now? Is it more of a holding pattern where you're looking to see if we're going to get some kind of direction off this Fed meeting and off these rate hikes, or what's it going to take to get things moving?
No, that's a really good question. I mean, I have some cash, but I'm mostly invested. I mean, I'm a long-term holder. You know, I would look at individual companies. I mean, there's some individual stocks that I'm comfortable with the levels that they're trading at. And if we see some weakness, I might put some more cash to work. And because I think we're seeing some better fundamental developments in precious metals, the first thing is, which we noted last week, is that real interest rates were breaking out, rising, and gold and silver were not going down when they should be. So that is one positive development. And looking into that further, it's really interesting. If you look at the bond market, which is the biggest market in the world, and you look at indicators of inflation and inflation expectations, things like break-evens, those charts peaked in the fourth quarter, and they're actually starting to roll over and break down in some cases right now. And so that obviously is a much different picture from what commodities are telling you. I think oil is still holding up commodities here. But aside from that, the bond market and these inflation expectations indicators are telling us that inflation expectations are rolling over. And so if we're looking out 3, 6, 9 months, we're going to get lower growth and lower inflation. And so the Fed has started hiking in that environment, which tells us that they're not going to need to hike as much as they thought originally, and that they also should have been hiking sooner. So they got into this really late. And, you know, based on what I just said, they're probably going to stop hiking at some point this year, which obviously would be really bullish for precious metals. So I think that's what gold and silver could be discounting. And, you know, inflation expectations, it's really interesting because typically you'd expect gold and silver to do really well when there's rising inflation expectations. I mean, specifically silver. I've probably said that before on the show in months past. However, if you look at the last 6 years, gold and silver have not trended with inflation expectations for the most part. I mean, you could say they've kind of led inflation expectations by, you know, roughly a year, give or take some months. And what I mean is go back and look at 2018, for example, or even 2017, 2016. You know, 2016, we had the big pop in gold and silver. And then after that, for the most part, precious metals did not perform well in 17 and 18, while the rest of commodities and inflation expectations were rising. And so the one thing helping the gold price during that time was the dollar was weakening. But aside from that, you know, silver and the gold stocks were really underperforming. Again, this was as inflation expectations were rising. Then inflation expectations peaked and rolled over in the summer of 2018. And then, of course, a couple months later, the Fed did its last hike and completely shifted policy. But anyway, summer of 2018, inflation expectations roll over. That's when gold and silver bottomed. And, you know, of course, gold and silver, they performed the best right, you know, after the COVID crash in the immediate aftermath. And, you know, after they got going, then, you know, the market started thinking, oh, we're going to have growth and inflation. And that's when gold and silver peaked. And so for, you know, 18 months now, they've underperformed. Commodities have, you know, ex precious metals have performed really well. And inflation expectations had been rising the whole time. So it's really interesting. And I think what maybe explains this is we know that the economy has to live on inflation. It has to live on stimulus now, you know, Fed, easy money, et cetera. So the economy has to live on that. And, you know, the Fed executing that policy is obviously first and foremost bullish for gold and silver. And so the fact that inflation expectations according to the bond market are rolling over and that it's telling us that the Fed will probably have to pause later this year. I mean, gold and silver could be starting to sniff that out because, you know, ultimately that could mean if it's dire enough, the Fed has to cut rates again at the end of this year, or, you know, we need a new stimulus package, et cetera. So I think gold and silver, that's, they could be starting to sniff this out a little bit. And that's why they're not declining when they should be. And that at the same time, you know, I hope that this explains why we get a reversal in inflation and inflation expectations, why that actually can be bullish for gold and silver.
Okay, I think I understand what you're saying there when it also comes to the fact that the Fed might not go through as long of a rate hike process. But again, that all depends on where inflation goes because that has stayed fairly elevated and quite frankly, where the U.S. markets go because boy, oh boy, the last week or so, we've seen a lot of opportunity for these markets to drop and continue to drop, but they seem to be bought back almost intraday a lot of days. So that is also something to note. And hey, again, we are going to be having that Fed announcement coming up. We will see what the Fed has to say. Jordan, we have to run. We have another call coming up, but always great chatting with you, buddy. And next week, we'll be able to talk with a little more certainty on the back of this Fed statement and see what the market reactions are. Jordan, thanks for your time. Have a great rest of your week.